DougBellShow.com/blog. How to go camping, according to my Twitter network. The more time I spend in front of a computer, the more I feel the need to temper it with being outside. We bought two tents last weekend, a family-sized one and another one for Ben, my 3-year-old son, and I to go away together. It's something I really want to do regularly so that it's second nature to him. Tonight, we're going to go camping as a family for the first time, so, naturally, I asked my Twitter network what kind of things I needed to make sure I brought along. I received a fair few replies, all within the space of 20 minutes. Here's some of the responses, broken down into categories. Health and hygiene. Baby wipes, hand wash, toilet roll, mosquito repellent, microfiber dishcloths, bathroom plug, candles, both bug and nice ones, bucket, sun cream. Sleeping and relaxing. A decent mattress. An inflatable bed. Thermarest mats. A hot water bottle. Lots of tent pegs. Folding camp beds. Folding camp chairs with beverage holders. Games. Waterproof, rip-proof ground cloth. Picnic blankets. Pillows. The cool camping kids book. Eating and drinking. Hip flask. Thermal mug. Jet boil, which is a portable stove. Gas mini grill and full gas canister, integrated cutlery, matches and spare matches in another location in case they get wet, wine or beer, whiskey for a coffee nightcap, a toast gadget, corkscrew, a stove for coffee, a disposable barbecue, tin foil for barbecues, etc. Clothing and footwear, wellies, flip-flops, waterproofs, warm clothes, even in summer, umbrella, storage and carrying, picnic rucksack with plates, etc. A shoulder bag. String. Rhino tubs. A collapsible water carrier. Old carrier bags. A washing up bowl. Technology and gadgetry. Torches, or the torch app on an iPhone. Wind up lamp. Spare batteries. Shovel. Head torch. Swiss Army knife. Pocket sized Laster light. A lantern. An LED light to clip in the tent. Cigarette lighter to plug socket adapter. Fire steel. Power sockets for electric hookups, lighter, tin opener, and star map. Miscellaneous hints and tips. Number 1. Have all your camping gear put away in storage boxes for ease of loading. It helps with last minute or seize the day decisions. Number 2. Save any checklist you make and add to it after every trip. Number 3. Runswick Bay campsite, which is in the North Yorkshire Moors, is apparently lovely. Spire's house in Cropton near Pickering has activities that you can do. Number 5, take wine glasses. It's just not the same out of a mug. Number 6, take cans of beers instead of bottles. Number 7, use a hammer and 6-inch nails instead of tent pegs for hard ground. Number 8, take half the clothes you think you need for yourself, but double the amount you think you need for your children. Number 9, a large fabric softener bottle is the ultimate midnight pee solution, as it's apparently unisex. And number 10, take more socks than you think you'll ever need. Is there anything you'd add to that list? What advice would you give newbie campers?